So I'm just curious, like, in your Bible and, like, how you have your notes laid out, when you have, like, a character who's in, like, especially in the Old Testament, like, long period, like, you know, Abraham is in Genesis 12 through 20-something, Moses is in Exodus, like, multiple books, like, if you do, like, a character study and, like, kind of feel comfortable, like, laying that out, like, putting those notes in, like, will you just put those, like, at the start of, like, when that character first shows up in the Bible? Will you put that, like, in one of the front or the back pages? Like, how do you do that? And, like, how do you decide kind of what should go into, like, laying out that character?
You got to do what works for you, kind of. And it's like a trial and error. For me, I tend to forget about the back pages. And I'll completely forget that they're there. And I'll be looking at the side notes trying to find it. And I'm like, I know I put these notes in here. Where are they? And I'm going page by page trying to find it. And I'll drive myself crazy with that. And then, but if I am going to do that, somewhere in there, I'll put in big letters, see page 1A, see page 17C. And that tells me where it's in the back. Back pages, blank pages, something. I got to put some kind of a reference that will point it to there. Because, and even with that, I'll just ignore the note and forget the note's there. And anyway, but that's, like, for something like Abraham, this is what works for me. There'll be places where significant points in his life where that's where I'll put some of the notes. And I'll put, like, the stages that led him there. And because... Okay. That's just kind of the way I did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes
sense. So yeah. But I mean, and if you know, it might work better for you to put it back there. I mean, you could always print it off and tape it in there.
People do it differently. I was curious, like what you did.
Yeah, and so. Like if some people that would be the first place they go, and I'll tell you what. What's always worked for me is before I put any notes in my Bible, I ask myself this. Somebody asked me a question on this, where would I go? Before I've done any studying on it,
yeah.
Where would I turn? That's where I put the note. This because where does you before you've done any research, where does your mind automatically go naturally? That's where I... And if I can, and here's the problem is sometimes you can't put it there because there's already a huge study there, and there's no place left to put a note. Yeah. So then you're like, well, that's not gonna work. So then you got to find a little square in there and highlight it and put little stars around it that says go to here. But I mean, that's what you got to do is you just because I found places where I've forgotten to put like a cross reference. And I've gone to where I thought the note should have been, and it wasn't there. And it took like a month before I could find it. And I finally found it, and I'm like, okay. So I got a sticky note in there saying, fix this. This needs to have a marker or something going to where the reference is. I don't know where it is.